U.S. Forest Service firefighters are battling a deadly wildfire in the North Cascade Mountains in the state of Washington. Yesterday, officials stopped most firefighting efforts after four firefighters were killed in the line of duty. Officials spent part of yesterday reassessing their approach. Tom Bonsi reports from CHWISP, Washington.
An elite investigation team is now on the scene trying to figure out what went wrong to cause the nation's deadliest wildfire since 1994. Forest Service fire bosses say Tuesday night, several crews entered a narrow canyon to mop up a 5-acre blaze, possibly started by an unattended campfire. Then, with little warning, the quiet, smoldering fire in a dry pine forest exploded into an inferno. 21 firefighters and two unfortunate hikers found themselves walled in by sheets of flame. Wenatchee National Forest spokesman Rick Acosta says the firefighters resorted to their last defense, sometimes called the shake and bake. They huddled under personal fire shelters made of thin foil and tried to ride out the fire. Three rookies and a veteran didn't make it.
The question was asked today, well, how did some survive and why don't others? Well, you know, it really depends on the microsite, the local conditions, and it's really varying.
Three of the dead firefighters were young, between 18 and 21 years old. Amid the tragedy, there are moments of heroism. Okanagan County Sheriff Mike Murray tells about a surviving firefighter who sought to protect those two hikers, unprepared and in the wrong place at the wrong time.
One of the female firemen grabbed them, threw them on the ground, put herself and her shelter over the top of them. So three of them in a single person's shelter.
But it worked. All three survived with minor burns.
I would say she was selfless and very caring and very brave.
A drought across the Pacific Northwest has left the forest and rangeland tinder dry. Fire managers are worried because the worst of the fire season appears to be starting more than a month earlier than usual. The hundreds of firefighters at this complex don't have much time to grieve their fallen colleagues. Several said the best therapy is to resume the attack on the flames. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Okanagan County, Washington State.